Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today, I'm joined by Andy. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. And we've also got Lauren with us from TryDry today. Lauren, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Good, no problem. We were so excited to have you back because you have new products and I'm so excited to talk to you about them. We're doing lots of filming today, lots of how to heat print videos, how to apply. But I wanted to get the inside knowledge as to what these new products are, how they came about for all of our listeners. So we're going to dive into that today. But before we do, what have you been up to recently since we last had you on the podcast?
A lot. So I've been going all around the country on customer visits, as well as trade shows as well, which has been really good. So I've got to see quite a lot of our customers, see what sort of products they'd like, what products they already have of TryDry, they'd like to see going forward. And yeah, it's been really nice.
Is there any feedback from the customers about new products that you've sort of led into this new product release?
Absolutely, yeah. any sort of feedback that we get from customers, we always take on board anyway and let the design team know just to see if it would be good for us going forward to make. Definitely have involvement for new products.
Yeah. So should we jump right into it as to what the new products are?
Should we give a look? I was just going to say, for anyone that's new, and they're not, maybe.
Sorry, I'm so excited about these new products.
Just who are TryDry? Just to kind of give a very tiny overview for people that might be.
Yeah, so we're predominantly known for sportswear. However, we've now extended the business. So we have sportswear, athleisure wear. We've also got kids wear now and outerwear. So we do quite a lot of products. Everything is made to be printed on. It's all blank, so perfect for going straight into retail, your own branded business or workwear.
Perfect. So all bases covered.
Yeah
pretty much. So the first one I want to talk about, can I go to new products?
Go for it.
Thank you. Yeah. The first one I want to talk about is one that we have just recorded the how-to application video for, and it's the all-weather robe. Now, the reason I want to talk about this one first is because, why are you laughing?
I thought you were going to make fun of me, that's why.
Why would I make fun of you?
You were telling me about this the other day and I was a little ignorant.
Oh, what, the temperature thing?
To the weather, poor weather ropes in general.
Oh no, that's not at all where I was going with that. I was... I like the way ever since we filmed like the look back on the podcast episode where Andy and I dug each other out a little bit, like that's just the first thing we think of now. No, what I was going to say was the all-weather robe is so different from anything that anyone in the heat print industry from a blanks point of view has produced before. And when you sent us the samples a couple of weeks ago and I first got my hands on them, my first thought was how premium and high quality they were. And I'm not just saying that because you're sat here, but like so many products that are new can, like, the first ones aren't always the best. Sometimes, like, it takes a bit of tweaking, a bit of customer feedback, but these ones are pretty good. Like, I really, really like them. So tell us more about the all-weather robe, how that came about.
So this is a product that I'm super excited to, well, I can't wait for us to launch it, really. So we have the all-weather robe, so it'll be the TR80L, and then the kids' version will be the TR80B. So we've got sizes to basically just fit everyone. So perfect for anything, really, from watching sports to playing sports, walking the dog, everyday coat, all the way up to you're going outdoor swimming, you need something to put on afterwards. So yeah, great product, great colours. We have the black and charcoal, the navy and sapphire, and my personal favourite is the olive and natural.
That's the one I haven't seen yet. We've got the blue one over there and the black one on the mannequin. The green one, the olive, I have not seen yet. I can imagine that's pretty cool.
It really is. They also come with bags as well. So if you are going on an adventure day and you don't need it on just yet, you can always pack it in your bag and then put it on when you need to.
So that's the, when we were looking at the bag yesterday and you went, oh, is this a new product? That's what it was for. It's the all-weather robe bag.
There you go. So for anyone that was, I was a little ignorant to the all-weather robe craze, which Molly's been filling me in on how much of an opportunity there is for everyone. And when I saw it in here the other day, I was like, okay, this makes so much sense. But where would you suggest for people that are perhaps listening and thinking, okay, who do I talk to this about? What type of end users or even like volume ones they want? Because I was thinking like, oh, well, it's like you say, it's swimming seems an obvious one because it's such a better option for throwing on top of that. But like probably some of the more coastal towns, like for me, because I'm a little bit landlocked in the area I live in the East here, I'm like, things like paddleboarding, which Molly's more familiar with, is it still a little bit of like an alien concept to me? Because it's not like, I can't just go down to the beach and do it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, so for anyone that's listening, what is an opportunity that you see for people to push this and customer types perhaps?
The thing with the all weather robe is there's endless opportunities to, you could basically put it into everything and you'd be surprised where you wear it. So things like camping. Mm. It's cold at night. You want something nice and warm to put on.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Mm. So it's not just used for sportswear.
Yeah.
You could use it for every day. You need to walk the dog. You want something to be nice and warm. It's raining outside, especially in winter times. This not only doubles up as your everyday coat, but they're useful for sportswear. So if you are living in a rural area, or if you're by the beach and you need something to change into, the whole concept of them is that they're oversized, so you do have enough room to get changed in. So whether it be football, outdoor swimming, if you go and play the sport and then afterwards you want to get changed, you've got that room to do that.
Oh, I didn't
so
realise.
I purchased a version of the all-weather robe. I'll admit this was before you guys bought yours out. So I have a version of this product and I bought it for the first time when I went camping in Cornwall for that exact reason, because we were surfing in the day, wetsuits. I mean, it was like July, but it was cold. Like this summer has been awful. It was freezing. And I changed underneath it and it was the best invention ever because they are oversized. So you can fully like probably fit two people in it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But and you can fully get changed under it while you're warm. It kind of dries you as you change because of the fleece on the inside. Like it's, yeah, I really like them. I can see where it's going to fit.
I mean, the inside's got a Sherpa fleece lining. So it is going to be perfect for the winter time. It will keep you nice and warm. And then on the outside, you've got your waterproof tapes as well. So it is waterproof. You're going to stay dry, but also stay insulated.
The other thing you said as well when we were filming the video a minute ago was about sort of athletes and almost like, you know, sport competitions and things like that. In between, say you're like a swimmer or a runner, if it's the winter time, you're competing outside or even in sort of like a stadium and it's cold in the winter, just put that on in between to keep you warm. You have to probably keep your body at an optimal temperature to perform in a race or whatever, don't you?
Yeah.
So I can imagine it would be really handy for that as well.
It is. It's so handy. And I think, as what you've said, where a few people haven't really understood the concept before, but as soon as you put it on, you will never take it off. You will never take it off.
Yeah, it's very handy that you've got the kid sizes as well, because that's going to be, means that if you are, you know, even if you go with a simple option, like contact the local football team you're already doing the shirts for, contact them like, okay, do you want the next thing to put on after the game that's going to be great for them, like all ages in up into adults and maybe even the people supporting them on the side of the pitch as well. It means it's a really nice option, like say for, because a lot of times it's like throw the jacket on, put them in, kids in the car, get home.
They're all shivering in the back seat.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the weather we're going to come into in the next couple of months where it's going to be torrential at times. And I've been out when you played Sunday morning football and you're like drenched, but you can't not play. But if you have something nice like that rather than just like a foil sheet to put on, it's a bit more, a bit nicer, isn't it?
Yeah, and branding opportunities as well.
Yeah. I think as well with the kids, because the kid sizes, so it starts from 5 and then, so there's 5 to 8 and then 9 to 13. So it's an investment piece as well, because it's so big. If you do have little ones, it's still going to fit them as they're growing up. So it's something that you can wear year after year after year. So it's definitely worth investing in, and perfect for any sort of like team sports and things.
Yeah, so you don't have to purchase a new one every year. They come out of that football season and think, oh, great, we've got to pay for another one.
Yeah.
It will last a good 3-4 years. That's a pretty good point. The final one that I'll mention, and this is only because I saw this on Instagram like a couple of days ago, but for anyone that doesn't already know, I'm a bit of a film nerd, anything to do with camera, audio, filming, etc. And I follow like behind the scenes accounts on Instagram of people like making films and TV shows. And one of the ones I recently saw, can I name brand like TV shows on this? So I was looking at the behind the scenes of the Bridgerton filming. And because they obviously film outside all year in, I think it's Cambridge they film in, isn't it? Or Bath, somewhere like that. Yeah. It's obviously cold. So they had all weather robes on over their costumes in between filming sets. And I'd never even thought of that because I was like sport, surfing, swimming. But yeah, it is just something that you would use to keep you warm in between takes, which I thought was super cool.
The Sherpa helps, doesn't it? Because it's not like, it's not a towel, basically. Something is actually something nice that you don't mind wearing any time of the day, really, or any time of the year. So it's a bit more of a premium finish to it that way, which I think is a lot more options, a lot more possibilities.
Yeah, and because they're longer as well, it's not like you're just wearing a coat, like your whole body is warm. And I just thought that was genius. Mm. So I wanted to flag that for anyone that's maybe got customers that need behind the camera gear. I don't know, might be useful.
There's bound to be like all types of events, you know, even the summer festivals, it still gets cold at night, but like events that are going on that have an outdoor element to it. I mean, there's lots of obviously sports stuff, but even like things like equestrian and things like that, was lots of standing around.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You easily want to wrap up, even just Christmas fairs and things that will start to happen very soon. By the time this podcast release, it'll be into like German winter markets, but like the best thing to wear would be something like that, because you'd be feeling great outside greeting the customers.
I will definitely be purchasing and branding one up and wearing it through the whole of December. Yeah.
But then again, even into work wear, so if you are working outside, like as what you've just mentioned with like festivals and things, if you're in like security or if you're helping out outside, it's perfect. It's going to keep you lovely, cozy.
Yeah. I just had this vision of like everyone at festivals in the all-weather robe, like the security, the performers, people watching, like everyone.
Think of how cozy everyone would be.
Yeah. You could even, like you say, for security, I mean, we've got sort of the reflective vinyl, we've got glow-in-the-dark vinyl, like you could easily brand that up to have that security element with it as well, which would be pretty cool. That's a video right there. we'll do that afterwards. Is there anything else you want to mention on the all-weather robe before we move on to the next product?
So there's a few more key points to the weather robe. So it's got your three-panelled hood. We have a loop on the back as well. So perfect for once you've worn it, you can always hang it up. We have inside pockets. So on the left side, you've got a zip pocket. On the right side, you've got a patch pocket. And you've also got the zip pockets on the outside. And you've also got a two-way zip as well. So if you are getting changed underneath, you don't have to unzip the entire garment to change.
So the second new product I want to talk about is the new version of the jogging pants that you've got coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
So we have the TR605, which are our unisex joggers. They'll be available in three different colours. So we have black, charcoal and heather grey. And the sizes go from XS to 3XL. And they are recycled. And they're also made from 100% post-consumer waste. So like plastic bottles.
So is that sort of the main reason that you bought these ones out? They're a bit more of an eco-friendly, sustainable product. Is that the main difference between them and current existing joggers on your website?
Yeah, so we're just being a little bit more conscious now. So anything that will contain polyester, we're trying to move over to recycled polyester. So all new products should be recycled polyester.
I was going to say, you've got quite a few products now that are kind of really starting to change the way people look at athleisure and sportswear. Because I know that obviously Molly did the really interesting live, wasn't it, on the cationic inks as well?
Yes, we did that together.
But if anyone that didn't perhaps catch that, because I think that was really interesting to me, how learning about how you actually, and that's a little off topic, but it's kind of popped in my head.
Go for it.
How you dye some of these colours as well was really fascinating, because again, it's the whole process is now starting to really become much more sustainable.
Yeah, and with the cationic products, so we have the 503 and 504, which are our cationic textured tees, and we have the TR505, which is our cationic polo. So cationic basically means that the polyester is magnetically charged using anionic groups. Therefore, you'll never get any dye migration and the product will never bleed. And it'll also stay a lot brighter for a lot longer. So regardless of what you're wearing it for, whether it be sportswear or workwear, it's going to stay brighter.
So we put, I think it was white Ultracolor Max direct film onto the red t-shirt, which obviously is like the prime colour for having dye bleed through. And it's like pristine to this day. Yeah. Like it's perfect. It's pretty amazing, yeah.
And it's more sustainable, which is win-win for everyone.
Yeah, again, the product's recycled, so perfect for anyone who is conscious about that.
I think that's a really good message that, and that's why it's always good to have you here, Lauren, is because they can take your message and then onto their customers. So TriDry is one of those products you see rebranded so many times as, you know, sometimes it's just for corporate wear work, where sometimes, you know, people are just like literally just putting a tiny logo on the left chest and selling it as a very nice, expensive brand. But there's a nice message behind it as well. So it means that people, when they're, okay, I want to do this, but my brand is, this is part of our ideas. You can be like, great, don't worry, I've got you covered.
That's something that I see a lot in customer visits as well, because you can get customers where they are really conscious about the environment. So that is that they will only purchase products that are recycled, and we can cater for that. Of course, we still have the TRO10, which is our best-selling product overall, which is our...
For anyone that's not familiar with the code.
So that's our performance tea. But that is the same price as the new recycled textured tea. So there isn't a price difference between that item, one being recycled and one not being recycled.
That's actually really important, because I can imagine that's probably an issue for a lot of people that want to switch over to more sustainable products, but there's always going to be a markup for this is recycled, but it's £1 more per garment, or, and it really makes a difference in someone's like profit margins when they're working with products like that. So I think that's fantastic that you can offer that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah. Anything else on the Cationic or the new joggers before we move on? How many colours do you say the joggers are coming in? Three?
Joggers come in three different colours. The Cationic tees come in 14 different colours, which are the 14 best-selling colours for the TRO10. And the 505, which is the polo, comes in four different colours. So that includes white, fire red, French navy and black.
So for anyone that wants to know more about the Cationic t-shirts, because I think that's a popular topic that people are going to have a lot of questions on, I do encourage you to go back onto our YouTube channel and look at the live event that I did with Lauren and Grace from TriDry, because we printed on them, we answered all of your questions that came through on the live. It really has everything you need to know about the product. So go back and watch that. It's still on our YouTube channel under the live tab. The next one I wanted to talk about was the new fleece that you sent over. The main thing I noticed about this one is that even though it's a very similar, if not the same, blend of fabrics and like material build, it feels a little bit thinner, but not in a bad way. Like it's kind of, it just feels a bit more like it flows with movement. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a bit more wearable, a bit more comfortable than other fleece I've experienced in the past.
So this is the TR215. So this is our women's element fitted fleece. So it's got a really nice fitted shape to it. So it's a pullover, and you've got your self-coloured quarter zip on there as well. And they come in three different colours. So we have stone, cool grey and black.
So cool grey is the one that I've been test printing on, and I put white on it. And I really liked the way that that looked, because it was, like you say, cool grey. It's not quite white, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's grey either. It's like an in-between. So the white does kind of pop on it, but it's still got a little bit of that like tone-on-tone effect, which I thought was really cool.
Something on there as well, the stone colours one is really interesting, because I remember when you and Grace were here for the athleisure event we did last year, and one of the things that really jumped out to me is like when you were teaching everyone, okay, here's how you need to know about the products, these best sellers, but actually it's the stone and the light greys that are like, they're some of the most popular colors in the UK right now.
Yeah, so we're very fashion forward with our colors, so whenever we bring out new products, we always have quite a lot of research into what colors are trending and what colors will be trending.
It's so important to do that, isn't it, because it's what the end user wants to buy. So with the fleece, where are you thinking this fits in the market? Because you already have a cropped fleece option, I believe, which we've printed on before. But where, what kind of industry are you thinking that this is going to fit into?
So again, this can fit into a wide range of industries. There's not just one industry that we pick for a product to go into. So we know that with the cropped fleece that we currently have available, that goes a lot into equestrian. Mm-hmm. Whereas the fitted fleece that we will be launching in the end of October, that can go into many things. It can go straight into retail, again, own brand, or it can go into work where the colours that we have available are perfect for any sort of uniform.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's fitted as well means that it's much more of an appealing piece for the actual end wearer now.
Yeah, it's a lot more of a formal fit. So if you do need to wear it for work wear, it will be a nice uniform.
Yeah.
I think as well, having it not be cropped, I know crop things up in fashion with women, not necessarily with men, unless you fancy it. But having something that is a bit more sort of wearable all day, every day, because like I wouldn't come to work in like a cropped t-shirt with a massive strip of my belly out, but like I might walk around at the weekend in the summer with like crop top and shorts on or something. But with the fleece, for example, it's when it gets cold in the winter, you don't always want something that's like kind of, I don't know how to explain it, like you want something that's cozy, that covers you completely, that's warm. And I think this is going to be that product.
But yeah, although it's fashion forward, it's very practical as well. So if you are going on a hike, if you are doing any sort of sportswear or again workwear, it's going to yeah, it's a nice, comfortable fit. So something where, again, as you've said, you won't need to pull it down or adjust it. You'll be comfortable wearing it.
Because that's the thing that puts me off anything cropped in the winter, is that I'm constantly thinking there's going to be a draft, I'm going to be cold, I'm going to be constantly pulling at it. This, yeah, you won't be doing that with this fleece. I'm excited to try on.
Plus, you know, because you know, the dry stuff has a good wash quality on it. So there's probably lots of people that have already bought, sold the crop fleece into brands or workwear. And they probably don't need to replace them yet as well. So it means that you can just be like, well, would you like a companion piece to go with it?
Yeah.
Because you know the colours.
That's
well,
a good point, yeah. Actually, you know. So the next thing on my list is the fleece-lined leggings, which are also new, I believe, coming out end of October.
So it's the TR226, which are our Element leggings. They're recycled. They're full length. As I've just mentioned, they have the thermal lining, so perfect for the wintertime. They also have zip pockets, so again, perfect for you if you're outside. And they also have a supportive waistband with inner ties, so they will stay up. It'll be nice and comfortable for you to wear, and I can't wait to get myself a pair for the winter.
I'm actually really intrigued to try them on, wear them, and see how that makes a difference with the drawstring, because so many times high-waisted leggings, they stay up for a little bit, but then even if they're like the highest waist leggings ever, they do still slip a little bit. Not, as I say, not tri-dry ones, but just in general, like the high waist trend that we've got. But the drawstring, they physically can't, because once you tie them at a certain position, like it just can't go anywhere past your hips, can it?
Yeah, that's it. Once you've tied them, they're not going anywhere unless you untie them.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, imagine wearing those with the all-weather robe, like in the winter. It'd be like
that'll
so
be
cozy.
Perfect.
And you would be absolutely sweating on his lunchtime walk.
And the sizes are great in those as well. So the sizes go from extra small to 2XL.
Nice. Okay, so all ranges again. Yeah. How many colours do they come in, or are they just coming in black for now?
So they are just in black for now.
I'm really excited to try those, because I bought last year just, I think it was like an Amazon brand, like a pair of supposed thermal leggings, but they were just thicker leggings. They didn't have like that inside layer that you're talking about. They were just like a bit softer and not as like stretchy gym material, and they were a bit warmer, but if anything they just felt really tight and uncomfortable because they were a bit more restrictive. So I'm excited to bin those and replace them with these tri-dry ones.
No, the thermal layer is thermal. Like it'll keep you nice and warm. In our new brochures, we've also introduced a leggings activity level. So it goes from 1 to 4. So 1 would be your everyday essential legging, and 4 would be high intensity workouts. So we've introduced those into our brochures. That way you know what leggings you're going to buy, because it can be hard to try and pick those out just from looking at the websites.
So don't squat in number 1, basically. Squat in number 4. Got it. Okay.
It's nice, but you maybe might not want to squat number 4. Perfectly fine, made for the gym.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are going to come for quite a high level. So yeah, perfect for working out in the winter time as well.
I'm so excited about those. I know this is not something you'll be wearing, but do you have any questions on this one?
Yeah, because obviously there'll be lots of people listening, you know, perhaps like myself, you know, a little ignorant to the intricacies of leggings and how they work. But these will be the people listening. So if they were to, if someone's listening and I don't know anything about leggings, but they're going to meet one of their customers that they're providing, they might have to provide leggings for or talk about leggings to, what would you say are like the top 3 topics or things that they should be cluing themselves up on to talk to at the right level? Like, what
That's
was
a
it,
good
what
question.
The end users like to ask?
I think the best thing is to find out what they're going to wear the leggings for. So, for example, if the end user is a gym, you know you want something that is suitable for the gym. If your end user is someone who is making their own brand and it's more of a leisure wear brand, so it's just for every day, you're not going to want a compression legging for that. You'll want something that is got a little bit more give-in, a little bit more comfortable, whereas if the end user is a gym, you'll want something that is suitable, because you never want to get caught out in the wrong leggings in the gym.
No, you do not.
That's probably what they want. They want to steal this 1-4 rating and use it as their own, probably at this point, don't they? That's get your new brochures, so when they go into somewhere, they can be like, okay.
Well, yeah, that's exactly why it's there.
Yeah.
That way they know that when they're ordering their leggings, their customers aren't going to come back unhappy. They'll be really happy with them, and then they can obviously sell more. So yeah, that we've just got that there for a guide. And then obviously, if you've got any questions about leggings, I'm always here.
Yeah. So, if anyone wants to get in touch and ask questions about this.
So you can get in touch with me by my email, which is lauren@trydryactive.com. Or we also have the info email as well, which is info@trydryactive.com.
I'd encourage everyone to do that, because we always learn so much when you come and visit us and you're like, let me tell you about this. And it's like, okay, you get to learn the detail a bit more. So if you are pitching these products to customers, it's really good to maybe have a quick pep talk with you before they go in.
Yeah.
Talk about this. And then you look like an expert by the time you go in that way.
Yeah, which is what everyone wants. So while we're on the topic of leggings, let's touch on the scrunch leggings, which came out earlier this year, you said. Okay, so they're still kind of new. Tell us a bit more about that, why you decided to bring those out.
So the scrunch leggings are the TR538. This is a product that I've been asked for by multiple customers.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was honestly amazed when I heard that. Like, I was quite surprised. I don't know why I'm looking at Andy like he wears scrunch leggings. Continue.
Maybe. So quite a lot of customers that their end users are gym users. They've been asking for them. So they asked and we listened. So we brought them out. Again, the activity level on them are 4. So perfect for the gym.
How does that work then? Because they've got obviously the stitching in the middle. You've then got the multiple layers that go into them to make them the scrunch shape.
Yeah.
How does that work with the opacity of them then? Is it just the material that's thicker and then the shape is something completely different?
Yeah, so you've got the added material, but the material's thick anyway. So having the added material would still be fine if you are squatting. And again, the whole product is just made to just accentuate your curves and give you a peachy look.
A peachy look, is that the version you go with when you're pitching to customers?
It can be, depends on the customer. It's a product where if you know about them, you're really intrigued, love them. If you don't know about them, some people can be a little bit confused. But again, any sort of gym users, your own brand, this is a product which is very on trend at the moment. So yeah, perfect for anyone that does have a very fashion-forward business.
There was that phase that went around on TikTok a few months ago about the viral TikTok scrunch bum leggings, and that's like the first thing that came into my head. I was like, they were everywhere, all over my feed for like a good 3-4 months. It's all I saw was people like promoting them, saying how amazing they were. So there's definitely a market for it. I guess I was just intrigued as to how you'd go about pitching that to customers. Like, let's say they're already buying leggings from you. Is the main purpose behind it not only the fact that they're squat proof, but that it is more of a fashion forward item? Is that like the main USP?
Well, yeah, and as well as that, as what you've just mentioned, where you've seen them online before, Our scrunch is a very subtle scrunch. So for customers who have seen them but have felt a little bit unsure about wearing them, ours is subtle, so it's not as in your face. So it does just accentuate your curves without being two in your face, basically.
And you had some good results putting some stretch transfers onto them yesterday.
I put ultra color heat transfers on there, so the low 120 application temperature, and yeah, it came out really, really well. We did use the lower heated platen, obviously with the arch method principle for scorch marks. We had to go all the way to the end, but to be fair, we do on most leggings just because of the material they're made from. But it came out really well. They looked fantastic. There were no marks on them. Stretch was really good. Did sort of like an upper, I don't know what you'd call that placement, sort of like by the left of the waistband, but just below it, sort of branding. And yeah, looks really good.
The waistband on those is incredible. It's a really high waistband that just sucks everything in. So your shape when you wear them is lovely.
I have to be trying those on, and they're over there. But yeah, as I say, we just test printed on a few of them. So any other questions on
that? No, so that's why you should, you know, make sure you keep in touch with Lauren and her team at TryDrive, because, you know, like say, if at certain, you know, athleisure wear and sportswear that they, which are your core products, are trending at some point in the year, every year. I mean, it's been not going to go anywhere. They're always going to, they might circle around to changing which one depending what season is. That if someone says to you, like say it's like last month, these are trending on TikTok, and you'd be like, yeah, we've already got them for you. Mm-hmm. You can have them tomorrow. And you could set up a brand that relates to something that is trending on TikTok or Instagram or wherever within like less than a week.
Yeah.
So you can catch that zeitgeist moment. Just be like, yep, I've got the transfers are coming in. The scrunch leggings are coming in. I can decorate them. I can get them out before the weekend. Mm-hmm. And you can make your customers very happy. Either it's just reselling your own ones on TikTok if you want to.
Yeah.
Or immediately like, customers you know are going to love it. You could be like, you've seen this is trending, do you want some? I can make it happen before Friday.
Yeah.
But they, unless they have those relationships with the likes of yourself to be like, what's trending? What do I need to look out for? You'd have been like, if someone phoned you up, you'd be like, this is trending. You need to be jump on this right now.
Yeah.
But they need to have that relationship to do that. But no, they've got your email now, so they can get in touch.
So are there any other products that are new that we haven't mentioned?
Yes, so we've got a few accessories as well, which will be available at the end of October. So we have the TR700, which is our vacuum sports bottle with flip straw. Great water bottle. It's got a flip straw at the top, and you've also got your straw on the inside, which you can easily remove. It's 750 mils, so a perfect size for any sort of working out or just using as your normal water bottle. And it's stainless steel. So we have that, and we also have our fitness mat with carry bag, which is the TR701. And yeah, perfect for printing on the bag. The bag's big enough to put your phone, keys, spare change in, and yeah, attaches to the mat.
I really like that. I actually put some of our 3D heat transfer vinyl on the strap of it, and it looked really good. I did like black on black. So even if you didn't want to brand like the bag, you could brand the strap maybe, like that's a really cool option. But the one thing I'll say about the water bottle is obviously it's not garment decoration, but it doesn't feel like 750 mils. Like I was using it earlier today and it does just feel like it's quite small. Like I hate the idea of, and you'll laugh because I have a massive water bottle on my desk.
Yeah, like a dumbbell.
I have basically a dumbbell on my desk. It's the only way I can stay hydrated. But if you're out and about, you're not carrying that with you. That's a really good amount of water, but in a smallish bottle. Like it doesn't feel that big. I'm a fan.
It's fashion forward, like I guess the garments, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I think it all goes very well. Yeah, so all of those available to purchase end of October from Rallowise. There's so much there for everyone to get stuck into, regardless of who your customers are, what industry you're in.
What would you say are products that you've seen that are being real winners for your customers this year that have been trending all year and you expect to, you know, carry on into 2025 that are in the current range?
So a few great products that have done really well this year. We launched them earlier this year. So we have the TR602, which is what you have on today, our hood.
It's so comfortable as well. It's really warm. Like we were filming by the press earlier and I was sweating because it is very cozy, but it doesn't feel that thick. Like I hate it when you put like a hoodie on and it just feels really thick and stiff. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this one is just so like comfortable and flexible, if that's the right word.
It's nice and breathable. So it's 280 GSM. To match with that, we also have a sweatshirt and we've got cargo joggers. So the three products, they're unisex. They come in six different colours. So we have the stone that you have on. We have charcoal, heather grey, lilac and sky blue, making sure I get those right. And great sizes as well. So they can go up to 2 and 3 XL. In certain products. But yet the detailing on them is phenomenal. You've got your lined hood on your hoodie. You've also got a nice metal detailing on your drawstrings.
They're really nice and they're chunky, the same, those drawstrings as well, aren't they?
They are, and they're the same colour. I'm not a fan of like silver drawstrings. I just think they look like a bit, I don't know, I'm not a fan. I like the fact that they're the same colour.
And then with the cargo joggers, they're great. They're so on trend. You've got your cargo pocket to the side, which can go into anything, workwear, people who are in like construction.
Yeah.
They've got pockets on the side so they can always put little bits and bobs that they need to in their pockets. But as well as that, it's athleisure wear, so you can just wear it day to day for loungewear.
Yeah, I want to try them.
Yeah, there's sets, and it's and the thing is to sell them as a, well, I'd sell them as a three pack, really, isn't it? You want to sell the cargos with the hood and the sweat together, because it makes a nice piece together, and that's what's trending. People are wearing them all together all the time.
Yeah, but yeah, again, you can wear them on their own as maybe uniform, or if you just need wanted to add one item in particular to your range, or you can wear them together and have them as your own brand and make it a lot more streamlined. Another product I wanted to ask you about is actually what you're wearing, the flares. When you last came in and we had a conversation about that, they were quite new. I can't remember if they were out or not, but you didn't have much like customer feedback from them. It was literally just like, this is a new product. How have they gone down and how is everyone receiving them?
They love them. I mean, you know I mean, me well enough now. I live in them. Never take them off. So yeah, it can go into so many different things. So we have, you know, workwear, like high school uniforms, yoga, sports, because they're a versatile product where you can wear them for so many different things. They're high-waisted, you've got your pocket, your hidden pocket at the back as well, and they're just a lovely flare.
No, I really like them. I was just intrigued because I selfishly have a pair as well, and I wear them all the time. They are very comfortable, and I was just intrigued as to how customers found them, because wearing them personally around the house is very different to someone selling them into a business. So I'm glad that they've gone down well. I think it's something that we needed, something different.
They have, and similar to what we mentioned before about recycled products and people being more conscious about those, these are recycled, so perfect for anyone that is wanting, I don't know, maybe a staff uniform, but is looking for something that's more sustainable.
Yeah. It's definitely the way that the industry is heading, isn't it? And I'm very happy about it, I have to say. So for anyone that wants to know how to heat apply or decorate any of these new products, head online, go to our Styles UK YouTube channel. If you're already watching the podcast on there, then you should already be subscribed. But if not, make sure to subscribe, because we're going to be dropping application how-tos on all of these new products across, well, from the end of October when they're available to, for the next few months. So there'll be a lot to come. Definitely a lot of helpful tips and tricks, advice for all of you that want to know how to decorate on them. So to be honest, I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to cover today, talking all about the new products, which I'm very excited for.
There's a lot of information there, lots of really
There's a lot, yeah. I had more questions, but I think we've definitely capped at the time lapse for today. So anything before we conclude, Andy?
No, I mean, is there any other resources or information for people that are either wanting to know what's next or wanting to get started? What would you recommend as a good place to go from?
Yeah, so to purchase any of our products, we're exclusive to Rallowise in the UK, so that's where you can purchase us. But we do have our own website as well, where you can take a look at our products. We also have the marketing suite and the decoration hub on there, and that's a place where we put all the videos that we've filmed with you guys on how to promote products, so you can find those all on there. And we also have like our sell sheets, colour guides, brochures, swatch cards, and that's all available on there as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in, sit down, chat with us. We've got a lot more videos to film for all of you today on how to heat apply these products. So we're going to get back to that. But thank you very much for listening and watching whatever platform you are watching us on. And we'll be back next Monday with another Garment Decorators podcast.